Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Get Fact with Darren Moore.
I recently learned of another fascinating twist of evolution. You know that that sort of like island continents have their own sort of line of evolution. Like you don't find kangaroos anywhere but Australia.
Yeah.
And you don't find lemurs anywhere but Madagascar.
Yes.
Because they evolved along their own timelines without any influence from other species, right? There's a species of monkey on in South America called the woolly monkeys and the capuchin. You might see the cute capuchin pictures. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not indigenous to South America. In actual fact, they made it all the way from Africa across the entire Atlantic Ocean millions of years ago on like, you call it a vegetation raft. So a massive raft of trees and whatever, so that they were actually able to feed themselves and survive the entire trip from the Atlantic.
Like a floating island.
Yeah, a little floating vegetation island that took them all the way to South America. And then obviously they evolved there in South America. But it is basically the first recorded, you know, monkey expedition, I suppose. You could call it a Montiki tour.
Oh my. Oh my.
Flip. Oh. That is so good, but I don't want to give you the credits, bro.
Give it to me. Give us a Montiki tour. Montiki
tour. Muy bien.
Yeah.
All right. Guys, you think we have election issues here in South Africa? The new mayor, who was actually in Darren Moore's quick quiz this morning, the new mayor of Cockington in Devon has been banned from his local pub.
Why?
And the people are complaining. It was a bit excessive. I mean, the mayor has been known to sort of pee and poop in the corner from time to time, and that's completely acceptable because the mayor is a Shetland pony
of Cockington.
It was a Shetland pony day. In actual fact, it's you know one of these animals that make you happy. What is it? Like a happy animal?
Like a service animal?
Yes. That they have in the pub. It's been known to have a Guinness from time to time. They even had a little pen for it in the pub.
But you could have got a therapy Shetland
pony. It's a therapy Shetland, yeah.
That's sherbeting in the corner of
Cockington. But they made a little paddock for it as well.
In the bar.
And it was the councillors who said, you don't have a license for that, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you want the bar. They threatened to close the pub if they didn't get rid of the pony.
Oh, was that the animal?
The pony's still the mayor, by the way. Still the mayor, just not allowed in the pub.
So, I know you would never tell us something that wasn't true.
This is all true.
Okay, so for real, there's a place that has a pony as a mayor.
As a mayor. Legit. It's not the only place. There's many places that elect an animal as their mayor.
Yeah, you told us one, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Like in America, there's
a pig, there's an emu.
Oh, I thought you were just calling people names. Oh, that pig in Idaho.
And okay. Then... I've put in a petition for the Rust Belt states of America ask for this phenomenon to be called the Miller.
Okay.
What have they done?
Now, you don't know this. Well, actually, Kerry, you'll know this because you went to America as an exchange student and you spent a year there with some family that you speak of from time to time.
Occasionally.
Okay. In that middle America, they have tornadoes.
Yeah.
And they have a tornado season.
And Tornado Alley,
Tornado Alley. Do you know it's even more specific than that?
What?
Do you know that tornadoes form between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.?
No.
Do you know why?
Why?
Well, a tornado forms specifically when the ground is hot enough to meet the cold front that's coming at it. It's like a little hurricane inland that forms a tornado. It's a cold front and hot air coming up that forms that tornado. And people who know that they're in Tornado Alley prepare for it.
Yeah.
How do they prepare for it? What's the one thing that you can do to make sure that your body is flexible and limber and doesn't tense up and freak out?
Yoga!
Nope. You go and get drunk. We should call it the Miller syndrome.
Oh.
So between 3 and 7, when there's a tornado warning, they go and get drunk. If they get thrown around, if you're flexible and wobbly, you don't actually have any injuries.
That is genius.
I know, right?
It is genius.
Would you support my petition for Miller time?
I will sign with
Alley?
Two hands even.
So it happened.
Yes.
I love that.
What happened?
We just got fact.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.